Pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
Extract 0.
Are you doing something that might make others dislike you? I'm sure you're often being told that you shouldn't care about others' opinions as long as you're happy with yourself. However, your mood and emotions can still be affected by what others think of you, and that's okay. After all, we're all social beings that rely heavily on each other. We want to be liked and desire approval, appreciation, and acceptance from others. With that in mind, here are some behaviors that can make people dislike you.
Extract 1.
Number 1. Sharing too many photos on social media. Have you ever been on Instagram and felt annoyed by that one person who floods your feed with pic after pic? Although sharing photos can be helpful while building up an interpersonal relationship, research has shown that sharing too many photos can have the opposite effect. According to a study done by David Houghton, your real-life relationships can be hindered because people won't relate to you as well if you're constantly posting photos of yourself. Additionally, friends might not like it if you post too many family photos and vice versa. To avoid hindering your interpersonal relationships, thinking about how the photos you post are being perceived by everyone and being mindful of that when making your posts would be beneficial.
Extract 2.
Number 2. Humble bragging. Imagine this. Your friend complains to you about how swamped she is in her newly elected role as student body president. She says that she's so stressed. In fact, that she's lost 10 pounds and can even fit into her old jeans from 9th grade. As a listener, you translate your friend's series of complaints and deduce the real meaning behind the brag. She's proud of her new role and knows she looks better than ever. This is the art of humble brag, and it's not attractive. According to a working paper from Harvard Business School, they chose a job interview for the study setting. Independent research assistants were asked to determine who they would be more likely to hire. The results showed that 3/4 of participants humble bragged and that the independent research assistants were more likely to hire the people who were honest and didn't humble brag and found them to be more likable. Since humble bragging is a turnoff to most people, it's advisable to avoid doing it as best you can.
Extract 3.
Number 3. Not smiling. Are you someone who does not usually smile or finds it hard to keep a smile on during parties or family get-togethers? If this sounds like you, you might not be getting approached very much. A study conducted by the University of Wyoming found that a smile is very influential in how likable you are, even more than having an open body position. The main reason is that when other people see you smile, it makes them feel good, naturally attracting them towards you. Try to smile whenever you can and whenever you feel like it. It'll make you so much more likable, especially when you're first meeting someone.
Extract 4.
Number 4. Constantly criticizing people's choices. Do you hate when people question your decisions just because you didn't do it their way? A study published by the Journal of Consumer Psychology confirmed that you won't like it when someone criticizes your own decisions, making you more prone to disliking them. You naturally compare yourself to others and decide to build relationships based on the similarities and differences you see in them compared to yourself. This comparison is magnified when comparing ethics and morals, since these are an essential part of your identity. Therefore, if you're constantly criticizing, judging, or being closed-minded about people's choices, chances are they'll not like you simply because of the disagreement that exists on a fundamental level. If they're open to talk to you about their choices, it would be wise to ask questions to understand where they're coming from and their points of view, instead of shoving your opinion down their throats.
Extract 0.
Are you doing something that might make others dislike you? I'm sure you're often being told that you shouldn't care about others' opinions as long as you're happy with yourself. However, your mood and emotions can still be affected by what others think of you, and that's okay. After all, we're all social beings that rely heavily on each other. We want to be liked and desire approval, appreciation, and acceptance from others. With that in mind, here are some behaviors that can make people dislike you.
Extract 1.
Number 1. Sharing too many photos on social media. Have you ever been on Instagram and felt annoyed by that one person who floods your feed with pic after pic? Although sharing photos can be helpful while building up an interpersonal relationship, research has shown that sharing too many photos can have the opposite effect. According to a study done by David Houghton, your real-life relationships can be hindered because people won't relate to you as well if you're constantly posting photos of yourself. Additionally, friends might not like it if you post too many family photos and vice versa. To avoid hindering your interpersonal relationships, thinking about how the photos you post are being perceived by everyone and being mindful of that when making your posts would be beneficial.
Extract 2.
Number 2. Humble bragging. Imagine this. Your friend complains to you about how swamped she is in her newly elected role as student body president. She says that she's so stressed. In fact, that she's lost 10 pounds and can even fit into her old jeans from ninth grade. As a listener, you translate your friend's series of complaints and deduce the real meaning behind the brag. She's proud of her new role and knows she looks better than ever. This is the art of humble brag, and it's not attractive. According to a working paper from Harvard Business School, they chose a job interview for the study setting. Independent research assistants were asked to determine who they would be more likely to hire. The results showed that 3/4 of participants humble bragged and that the independent research assistants were more likely to hire the people who were honest and didn't humble brag and found them to be more likable. Since humble bragging is a turnoff to most people, it's advisable to avoid doing it as best you can.
Extract 3.
Number 3. Not smiling. Are you someone who does not usually smile or finds it hard to keep a smile on during parties or family get-togethers? If this sounds like you, you might not be getting approached very much. A study conducted by the University of Wyoming found that a smile is very influential in how likable you are, even more than having an open body position. The main reason is that when other people see you smile, it makes them feel good, naturally attracting them towards you. Try to smile whenever you can and whenever you feel like it. It'll make you so much more likable, especially when you're first meeting someone.
Extract 4.
Number 4. Constantly criticizing people's choices. Do you hate when people question your decisions just because you didn't do it their way? A study published by the Journal of Consumer Psychology confirmed that you won't like it when someone criticizes your own decisions, making you more prone to disliking them. You naturally compare yourself to others and decide to build relationships based on the similarities and differences you see in them compared to yourself. This comparison is magnified when comparing ethics and morals, since these are an essential part of your identity. Therefore, if you're constantly criticizing, judging, or being closed-minded about people's choices, chances are they'll not like you simply because of the disagreement that exists on a fundamental level. If they're open to talk to you about their choices, it would be wise to ask questions to understand where they're coming from and their points of view, instead of shoving your opinion down their throats.